The numbers never lie, and both the stats and the one-loss record said the Jaguars weren't very good in 2014. But the numbers also fail to tell you the whole story, and there's a lot of reason for optimism about 2015.
Jags general manager Dave Caldwell has assembled a roster of first and second year players who've impressed despite the struggles this season. Caldwell has a big picture perspective on his team and has to be encouraged by the young talent.
The way we've did it has been a little unconventional, and just feel like that we feel good about it. And the experience these guys have got, now they have to get better, and we have to get better as a team. And it has to result in better outcomes of games.
Telvin Smith's name is first on the list. The once thought to be undersized linebacker started 9 games and finished second on the team with 99 tackles. Smith embraces his abilities and his roles on this defense.
To have, you know, a numerous number of tackles and to have turnovers and stuff, that's what I expect. Now it's just expect more, you know, it's about more and more as the season goes, as many more seasons come.
No one was sure when cornerback Aaron Colvin might play after tearing knee ligaments at the Senior Bowl in January. He took the field in November and was immediately judged to be a core player for the future. Whether he was playing the run or the pass, he always seemed to find the ball and more often than not, made the play.
I have a pretty high confidence in myself, so anytime I'm on that field, I'm looking to dominate. And I mean, when I played against the Colts, you know, I had a pretty tough challenge with Reggie Wayne and T.Y. Hilton, but after the first couple snaps, I felt like myself.
My wife could have told you the Jaguars had drafted well when Caldwell selected Marquise Lee in the second round and then traded back in the second for Allen Robinson. Who but Caldwell knew what Allen Hurns was capable of? The undrafted rookie from Miami finished the season second on the team with 51 catches and led the club with 6 touchdowns. Hurns says 2014 was a great experience, but that the receivers expect bigger things moving forward.
Most importantly, we got to score touchdowns. You know, we do a good job of moving the ball. Once we get in the red zone, it's either field goals or we're not walking away with points. So I feel like we got to tune into our red zone offense.
The list of young players is long and includes guys like Luke Bianco and Brandon Linder on the offensive line, Jonathan Cyprian and Demetrius McCray in the secondary, and Denard Robinson among the backs. Let's not kid ourselves, though. They can all take a big step forward next fall. But if the Jaguars are truly going to win, the number one rookie, Blake Bortles, is going to have to make the biggest move.
Usually if the quarterback plays well, the team does well. If not, you know, vice versa. So I think that's, you know, kind of, you know, how football is, you know, revolved around the quarterback. You know, so I think that, you know, that's something that I understand and get, and you know, is, you know, why I'll go and work so hard this off season and try and, you know, get as you know, much improved as I can.
Youth was the story for most of the season. It will be again in 2015, but there's no reason why we shouldn't be talking about young players leading a winning team. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.